God, that we have been marked, oh God, by you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that your mark is upon us on today. God, we thank you, Lord God, for these moments, oh God, that we have with you, Lord God, as a congregation, as a people, as a nation, hallelujah, as the children of light. Lord God, we enter, Lord God, through the door on today, and we enter with thanksgiving. We enter with gratitude in our hearts, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our God, for choosing us as your people. Thank you, Lord God, for predestining us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the grace of God, hallelujah, that you have bestowed upon our life. Oh God, thank you for every dimension of it today, Father. We thank you, God, for cloaking us with your love, Lord God, with your peace, oh God. We thank you on today, oh God, for covering us in your blood, for protecting us, oh God, from danger seen and unseen. We thank you on today, oh God, hallelujah, for gracing us with your presence. We thank you, Lord God, that the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. There are pleasures forevermore. We thank you on today, oh God, hallelujah, that your name is great. Oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we serve a God, hallelujah, that is endless. Oh God, there is no end to you on today. We thank you that you are our counsel, Lord God, all wisdom. Oh God, we draw from you. We draw from your mind on today. Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that even in prayer on today, that our minds are being renewed. Oh God, we are being strengthened, oh God, on today. We come to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church. We align our hearts with your Son on today. We align our minds to your word, Father. We align our loyalties to your kingdom. Lord God, let your God, the center, oh God, hold on today, Father. Keep us grounded in the essentials of the faith, Lord God, so that secondary matters do not become our weapons, Father. Teach us to be serious about truth, oh God. Teach us to be serious about the love of God. Hallelujah. God, we pray, God, today that you would strengthen the bonds of peace among believers, oh God, that you would give us the humility to maintain unity, God, without compromising integrity, Father. Give us, oh God, the courage to speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus, without speaking harshly, Father. Give us a shared commitment to obedience, oh God, so that unity is not built, oh God, on avoidance, oh God, but it's built on maturity. Father, we repent today for every way we have contributed to division in our speech, oh God. Lord God, our assumptions, our private conversations, our public posture. We repent, oh God, for repeating information that we did not verify. We repent, God, for careless words, Lord God, that injured trust. We repent for exaggerations that inflamed conflict. We repent today, God, for silence when we should have intervened to protect relationships. We're praying, Father, that you would cleanse our motives, that you would remove the desire to be seen, Lord God, as right. Lord God, at the cost of being righteous, we're praying today that you would remove the need to win arguments at the cost of losing people. We're praying today, God, that you restore the fear of the Lord to our communication, Lord God, so our words become, Lord God, measured and restorative. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, Lord God. We're praying today that you would train our mouths, oh God, that you would train our tone, that you would train our timing, Father. Teach us to speak in ways that build, Father. Lord God, we pray that you would deliver us from sarcasm, oh God. Lord God, we pray, God, that you would deliver us from speech, oh God, that disguises itself. Oh God, deliver us from even humor, Lord God, that humiliates. Deliver us, oh God, from being passive aggressive, from being indirect, Lord God, from implications. Replace it, oh God, with clarity, with gentleness, with honesty, God. Let our conversations become more accountable. Give us the restraint to stop, oh God, unhelpful talk, oh God, quickly, Father. Give us the wisdom to redirect conversations, God, towards solutions, God. Give us the maturity to address issues with the right person, God, instead of speaking around them. God, let our
communication reflect your holiness and your order in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, for alignment in our speech on today, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We are praying, God, that our heart come in alignment, oh God, in agreement with the Spirit of the living God. We're praying, God, that the soul of us come in agreement, that every dimension of us come in agreement, oh God, with your heart on today, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to expose the spirit of strife, oh God, in the name of Jesus, wherever it is normalized in our life. Father, I pray, God, that you would not only expose it, but that you would unlodge it, oh God, from our soul. We're praying, God, today that you would expose the appetite for controversy, that you would expose the desire to recruit people into sides, that you would expose the pleasure that some take in conflict and debate and disorder, that you remove these influences, oh God, from our homes, from our teams, from our relationships. We ask for a different atmosphere. God, we're praying, God, that you would let peace become strong in our gatherings, that you would let wisdom, God, govern decision-making, Father, that you would let accountability be practiced, oh God, without intimidation, that you would let unity be preserved without suppression, that you would give leaders and members the same grace for maturity, oh God, so that the body is strengthened rather than fragmented. Father, we bring every offense, God, into your light on today. We bring old disappointments. We bring recent injuries, oh God. We bring betrayals. We bring misunderstandings. Lord God, unmet expectations, unresolved conversation. We renounce bitterness today. We renounce the habit of replaying wrongs. We renounce the practice of collecting evidence against people in our minds. We're praying today that you would heal the places where pain has become a filter, that you would heal the places where past harm has shaped our interpretation of present relationships. Give us grace to forgive with sincerity, O God. Give us grace, O God, to rebuild with wisdom, Father. Teach us to release people, O God, in the name of Jesus, from our minds, from our emotions, even as we maintain appropriate boundaries, O God, when trust must be rebuilt over time. We're praying, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal us, oh God, in the spaces and the places, oh God, where we have been disappointed. Oh God, allow us not to bring yesterday into today. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're praying that you would touch someone today, Lord God, now, in the name of Jesus, that may be dealing with bitterness, that will be unsore, Lord God, that may be dealing with unforgiveness, Lord God, they're having a hard time letting it go. But in the name of Jesus, Father, we bring our hearts to you today, and we lay aside every burden. Oh God, we lay aside every weight that so easily beset us. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that your word tells us, Lord God, that your yoke is easy and that your burden is light. And so we take upon us the yoke of our Savior. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we take upon us your teachings. Lord God, we shall be led by them today. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to cleanse our community, Lord God, of gossip, that you would remove the practice of discussing people who are not present, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Remove slander and insinuation, Lord God, in the spread of partial information. God, we're praying that you would remove concern that functions as a cover for accusation, that you would replace it with integrity and directness. Give us courage, oh God, to interrupt, oh God, unhealthy conversations. Give us language that shuts, oh God,
down rumor without becoming rude or self-righteous. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, teach us to say, Lord God, teach us, oh God, to say, have you spoken to them, and to require that issues move through the biblical process. Let truth be honored today. Let reconciliation be pursued. Let reputations be protected from carelessness, God. In the we're praying today, Lord God, that we don't run to mischief, that we don't run to gossip in the name of Jesus, and backbiting and slander in the name of Jesus, but we will be ones that unify. We will be ones, oh God, that love truth in the name of Jesus. We will be ones, oh God, Lord God, that will turn people back, Lord God, to righteousness, to unity in the name of Jesus. Father, grant us wisdom to recognize patterns that repeatedly produce division. Teach us the difference between someone who is wounded and someone who is committed to disruption. Teach us, oh God, as leaders to correct with patience and clarity. Teach us, oh God, as members to respond with humility and accountability where a person persists, Lord God, in the Nidian Soa, Lord God, in factitious behavior. Give us, oh God, leaders, oh God, the courage to apply biblical boundaries. Let correction be documented and consistent. Let leadership be united, Lord God, in response so that manipulation does not exploit gaps. Let the community be protected without dehumanizing anyone. Let truth remain controlled and central, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let love remain clean, God, without enabling what damages the body. Come on, pray with me today. We're praying about unity in the soa in the faith. God, we're praying, God, that you would tear down words of gossip and slander, oh God, that may be in our environments, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're praying today, Lord God, that all of those words will fall to the ground, that they would not excel in strength, in the name of Jesus, but that your word would, Father, Lord God, that your word would, God, rise above the gossip and the slander. Oh God, in the dishonesty, oh God, in the offensiveness, oh God, in the divisiveness, in the name of Jesus, we're praying today, God, that you would form humility in us, that you would give leaders humility, Lord God, that would cause them to listen, to receive feedback, Lord God, to admit to errors, oh God, without being defensive, God, give members humility that honors authority, God, without idolizing it, give both leaders and members a shared commitment to accountability so that correction is not viewed as rejection and leadership is not viewed as domination. Father, we're praying today that you would restore honor, oh God, as a spiritual practice. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, genuine respect that's rooted in the image of God and the order of God. Teach us to speak with dignity even when we disagree. Teach us to confront issues without attacking people. Let our culture, God, be become safe for truth and safe for growth. We pray for reconciliation today in the name of Jesus in our relationships, oh God. Wherever they were damaged, we pray for reconciliation. Give us the grace to initiate difficult conversations with a clean heart. Give us the patience to listen without interrupting. Give us, oh God, the ability to confess wrongdoing, Lord God, without excuses. Give us the ability to extend forgiveness without manipulation. In the name of Jesus, heal divisions, oh God, that have formed along generational lines, cultural lines, statistical lines, stylistic lines. Teach us to interpret one another charitably. In the name of Jesus, teach us to share share language. God, teach us to work together. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in unity, let love be practical, consistent, measurable. In the name of protect, oh God, the work you have entrusted to us. Protect leadership teams from internal fracture. Protect the intercessors, oh God. Protect the worship teams today from competition, from hidden offense. Protect us, oh God. Protect service teams, oh God, from quiet resentment, from relational fatigue. Give us structures that support unity, God. Give us clear expectations. Give us faithful follow-through. Give us honest feedback loops. Give us orderly communication. God, where misunderstandings happen, Lord God, help us to resolve them quickly and directly. Where spiritual sabotage is present, expose it. Remove it, God. Let the presence of God rest upon us now. In the name of Jesus, the presence of God, Lord God, that brings us into the unity of Christ. In the namokola kaleka robale kande. Levandi andaranama aya. Let your presence, oh God, remain, God, strong amongst us. In the name of Jesus. Lobre kaleki ambo bababansela. Lebro kopori andalaba aliandarabasia. Fathers, God, we're praying today that you would seal, oh God, in the name of Jesus, with your wisdom, with your obedience today. In the name of Jesus, teach us to guard unity, Lord God, without compromising truth. Teach us to love one another, oh God, without tolerating what harms the body. Teach us to be quick to repent and slow to accuse. Teach us to value reconciliation and to use biblical process. Oh God, when conflict arises, strengthen our churches to mature, Father. Strengthen our leaders to lead with clarity. Lord God, strengthen the membership to walk, oh God, in responsibility. Lord God, let our unity become visible through our conduct, through our speech, through our, God, shared labor. Let the church reflect the character of Christ. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we're praying today, Lord God, that you would seal this prayer. Lord God, that you, God, will bring us into the unity of the faith. In the name of Jesus. No mandela ba alikiata robo hosaya. We come against breaches, oh God, that come out of the soul. God, we're praying for mending in the name of Jesus. We're praying for healing. Rebandera namandaya. Lord God, to rest upon us now in the name of Jesus, so that we can stay unified. Oh, mandala basala. Lord God, I thank you for a threefold cord. Lord God, it is not easily broken. Lord God, that surrounds your people today. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for unbreakable bonds. In the name of Jesus. Amongst your people, Lord God, I pray, Father, Lord God, that if there be any idols in our heart, Lord God, that they will be removed, that they will be dropped at the altar of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And we, Father, we declare today, Lord God, that we will not talk against, oh God, the leadership that you have placed in our lives in the name of Jesus. But God, that we will come, Lord God, into, Lord God, a unified front with each other and with you, God. In the name of Jesus. Sebre lebro copande le kia salaba ali kando re sabaro onde anda la basea. God, I thank you, God, for maturing us as a people. God, I thank you, Father, God, for removing us, oh God, off the milk, Lord God, and bringing us into meat, oh God. As we lay ourselves on your altar today, Lord God, as we lay ourselves before you, God, we pray, God, that you will consume us again, Lord God. We thank you, God, that you are a consuming fire. And God, we pray, God, that our offerings that we bring before you, that they will be consumed, oh God, and that they will bring about Oh, God, a sweet-smelling savor. Oh, God, a sweet aroma before you today, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, oh, God, that as we press into your presence on today, Lord God, that we smell the sweetness around us. We smell, Lord God, the sweetness, oh, God, hallelujah, that comes from the presence of the Lord and that comes from pure worship. We thank you, God, for the sweetness. Lord God, Lord God, that is coming up before you, Lord God, as living sacrifices, Lord God, that is under the Yamsoa. We're presenting our lives before you, God, and we're praying today, God, that our lives will be pleasing to you, that our lives, that our speech will be pleasing to you, oh God, that our thought life will be pleasing to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for these your people. I thank you, oh God, for this time of being in your presence. I thank you today, God, hallelujah, God, that you're causing us to come even closer together as a family, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray today, God, in Jesus' name, God, Lord God, that you lead us, Lord God, in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. I pray, Father, that we will stay on the road of the narrow in the name of Jesus, that we will not veer off, but God, that we will keep our eyes stayed on you, Lord God, that we will neon solekietaranama. Lord God, we thank you, God, that we are learning of you today. We are learning how to respond one to another. We are learning, oh God, how to embrace this walk, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and embrace it with wisdom. Father, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all of the honor is due to your name. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and we thank you. Come on, church, say amen if you agree with him on today for unification amongst the body of Christ, that there'll be no divisions, hallelujah, amongst us, but that we will be unified in the faith, unified in our thought life, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, for our purity amongst the body. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, for our purity amongst the body. We thank you for connection. We thank you for collaboration. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in the earth through your people. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God, and we thank you, God, that you are unifying us even the more. You are unifying us even the more. We declare that there shall be no divisions amongst us, Father. Hallelujah, because you said a house divided, it cannot stand. And so I thank you, Father, Lord God, that we are not divided, but we are unified. Hallelujah, even though we may have differences and we come from different backgrounds and different cultures, we agree, hallelujah, on today with your heart, with your will. We agree with your word. Hallelujah. And we thank you today, Lord God, hallelujah, for different perspective. We thank you, God, for fine-tuning us. We thank you, God, for giving everything that we need to us, oh God, and more. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. I want to thank everyone that is here this afternoon that is praying for unity amongst the body of Christ. We thank you so much. I'm opening up the line for anyone that has a testimony, anyone that heard the word of the Lord while we were praying on today. Please feel free to come at this time. Will there be one on today? Thank you. We thank God for the testimony that we heard this morning from Brittany. Amen. We thank God, hallelujah, that when she went to the doctor, what they saw, the tumors that they saw, they were benign. We thank God for non-cancerous tumors. We thank God for full healing. We thank God that as she surrenders, even the more, hallelujah, God is bringing not just her soul into healing, but also her physical body in Jesus' name. If there be one on today that has a testimony, that has a word of encouragement, we want you to come now.
Hello, everyone. Tiffany Brown. Arizona. Hi, Mom. I thank the Lord on today. Hello. God bless everyone. I feel the presence of God tangibly right now as I'm driving home from my appointment. But I love the Lord, and I love that God, gets our emotional state together. This prayer was maturity for all of us, all of our bones, and it definitely unified our spirits into alignment. Because when we are operating in day-to-day spheres and dealing with people in ministry, we forget how important it is to be unified and become one. We can put asunder some things, because we are looking. We are looking beyond the flesh. We are coming into alignment with the vision of Christ. And so I really thank God for being grounded and back in alignment with just the body on today. And so I thank the Lord for this prayer, and I bless you all. And we can just go higher together with these types of prayers. And so let's just put aside our flesh and our emotions, and hug someone and tell them that you love them on today, and tell them that you appreciate them on today. Not just people inside of the church, the four walls of the church, but people in the community as well. They see God on the inside of us. They see the light, and some of us are the only the light on the inside of you is the only God that they see. And so if they see God on the inside of you, that's unity all in itself. And so I praise God. I praise God where He has us right now, and how we've went up even higher on today. And so thank you, Mom, for that dynamic prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
To God be all glory. Amen. We thank God for Holy Spirit. Amen. Who knows the heart and the mind of the Father? And when we don't know what to pray, we thank God that the Holy Spirit does, and He leads us into all truth. We thank God for you coming forth on today, mighty woman of God. If there be another, please feel free to come forth at this time. Amen and amen. Well, we are here in the city of Deerfield Beach. For those that are familiar with Miami, the Fort Lauderdale area, we are just a little bit further north of Fort Lauderdale. Myself and some of my team are here. Many of them will come later on in the evening. We are participating in a 3-day prophetic symposium that is being hosted by Apostle Cynthia Thompson here in the city of Deerfield Beach. It's about, I would say, about 45 minutes away from where I live in Miami. And I just thank God for this time of teaching that we had this morning. And I'm getting ready to go back inside. I came out to my car so that I could meet the saints, amen, on the line at 12 noon. Amen. We had an appointment with God together. Amen. And we are committed to our appointments with God. And so God's business is just going on. I pray that you all are encouraged today, because the enemy wants to show us everything negative. The enemy wants to show us all of these violent acts to instill fear in us and to keep us controlled. But I want you to hear me today. The remnant is at work. People are being empowered to do. People are doing. Amen. They are building. They are discipling. They are doing. They are about their Father's business. Don't ever think that you are by yourself, Elijah. You are not. There are many out here that have not bowed their knees to Baal. They are on fire for God. They are moving about in the momentum of God, and they're doing exactly what God told them to do. And you are a part of that remnant. And so be encouraged today. Know that we love you. We pray that you don't allow the day to go by without getting that 20 minutes in with the Lord before you lay your head down. Amen. On tonight, And we will meet you back here on the line in the morning at 5 a.m. Prophet DeMarcus will be leading us out in prayer. And so we look forward to those congregational times, but we also look forward to our private encounters with God. We love you. More grace.
More grace.